feels good to be a gangster.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio, now on iTunes.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Okay, there we go.
My bad. Yeah. You know, it helps to make a conversation when your microphone is on.
Yeah, it does.
That's a tip for the future, ladies and gentlemen.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your man's mic on.
But yeah, we are now on iTunes, in case you didn't know.
Download us, upload us,
subscribe. All you gotta do is just go into your iTunes, you just search TGIF Radio, and it should be, like, the first result. There was an error, actually, when I put it in the first couple of days. It was T-I-G-F.
It's okay. False advertising's okay.
It was completely wrong, but I fixed it.
He issued a statement saying we are not stealing T-I-G-F's, whatever they are, who cares about them, but...
All I did was I changed one line
exactly.
In the feed. So, yeah, that's what you meant.
We're good.
Our username is up on Skype, and I am putting us online right now. You can call or actually preferably just burp.
You can just watch us because we are that good.
Anyway, you can call us via Skype. Our username is TGIF Radio Show. I forgot where I was going. Oh, we are limiting calls to 2 minutes, everyone, because we only do this for half
an
hour.
Unless you're a really hot girl, then we're okay with that, as long as you're Skyping.
Video chat won't work because we, you know.
No!
Well, no, I don't even know if we can receive video, but if we can,
okay.
How are you going to see it? This monitor belongs all to me. You can see nothing.
I can move my butt right there.
Yeah, but you can call us via Skype. Calls are limited to 2 minutes. Also, get on the text box on Ustream. I don't know if you need an account, really. But yeah, I'll be looking at that occasionally and reading all of the funny stuff that I think is funny. And yeah.
All right. So we got another announcement. We are now the most legit people on here.
What do you mean?
I mean, like we're legit.
Why?
Because we have cups.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have cups.
Show them the cup. There we go. It's not really a cup. It's more like a mug. I don't know.
There you go.
Who knows?
Okay. Every other station has their little... They either have the glass that's out there that's like, why do we have this? Because we don't actually use it. And like Comedy Central, they actually use it.
Bogdan just took the cup and wrote TJF on it, so...
Yeah, I did it like in 30 seconds ago. I still have the Sharpie that I used, okay?
My water smells like Sharpie. What did you do to
me? Sorry, bro.
Delicious water. It is very good.
Sharpie.
I know, but don't put Sharpie in water.
I didn't.
When did they do the thing? Because they had to change the formula.
Did you lick the side?
No,
did you put your lip on it?
Why do I don't lick cups when I drink out of them. Just a simple... Okay, that's gross. Don't do that. That is so bad for you. Yeah. It may not just be bad for you. It just may be bad for your, you know, taste buds in general.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
I'm good.
You sure you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, if you start feeling faint or kind of dizzy... We're gonna have to call the ambulance live.
Of course, we're gonna get him in here to interview.
Ooh,
first.
Guys, my first 911 call. How exciting!
Oh yeah, you're tuning in just in time to watch Bogdan die.
Have you ever had to call 911?
No, but one of my teacher's assistants in a sophomore French class had a seizure.
Really?
It was creepy. We were all. It was like everybody like, is she okay? She like started convulsing. She had that thing where you like see the. Lights.
Oh, it was visual epilepsy.
Yes.
I don't think that's like the official name.
She started like freaking out. She's like,
can you get closer to the mic?
It was like a fish. Okay, she was like,
it's not good to laugh at that.
I'm not laughing. She was laughing.
But you didn't have to call 911.
We did have to call 911.
You did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, what? But you didn't. That's what I want to know.
No, I didn't.
All right, because I've always wondered how calm the operators are. I don't really know if they're
okay. I got a 911
like if you happen to get like a first guy, a guy who's on the first day on the job, and you just tell him something horrific, and he just starts like hyperventilating over the phone.
Okay,
that'd be pretty bad.
Okay, I got a joke for you.
Closer to the mic.
I got a joke for you.
Uh oh.
Okay.
No.
A guy and his buddy are walking in the woods. Okay, they're hunting. The one's a redneck. The other guy's a redneck too. You know, they got three teeth. This between could, both of them.
This could get ugly.
So the one guy, he sees a deer and he's like, oh, I'm going to shoot it. And his friend's in front of him. So he like bears up the shoot and he like leans in on it. And then he trips, falls, and shoots his friend in the leg. He calls 911 and the operator's like, he's like, I just shot my friend in the leg. What do I do? And the operator's like, make sure he's dead. And then he's like, hold on. And he goes, like, boom. And then he comes back. All right, he's dead. Now what do I do? To the operator.
What?
Okay, he shot his
friend.
Oh,
that's...
The operator said, make sure
he's dead. It was a communication error, and that's why it's funny.
Because he's a redneck.
Ember is on Skype. She asks, where is Jared?
He's having a life.
Kind of. He's, let's see. He's at a wedding, right?
He's the flower girl.
You said that earlier, and I still think it's funny.
Either he's the flower girl or the bride. We're still not sure.
He never actually did tell us.
No.
Let's see. Ember is on Skype. She says, the joke was not funny. Sorry to hurt your smallish ego. Yeah, she called your ego small. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna call you a liar because my ego is huge.
If your ego could be measured in height, how tall would it be?
How big is the universe?
No. That's...
Infinity, dude. My ego?
You can't be doing that in
you
infinity.
Could take a hatchet to it and you still wouldn't do a thing.
Really? Yeah. No, there's no real way to measure ego, but if there was, it's not going to be as big as the universe.
All right, so in psychology, they taught us the three things, the ego, the superego, and the id.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got those mixed up. I thought my superego was just like, boom, like that was my actual ego, and then I figured out, no, that wasn't my actual ego, so I couldn't call my ego my superego.
What's a superego?
I have no idea, I totally forgot, but I know my id is like my animal instincts. They totally kill people. But
id?
Yeah.
I'm going to learn about this later, aren't I? Because I am probably. I am taking psychology right now.
It's like personality and stuff. Yeah. Personality disorders.
You know, seriously, with the out of the classes I'm taking an English class, a psychology, and a political science one. I honestly thought the political science one would be my least favorite class. Now it's my favorite one, and psychology is my least favorite one.
Okay, dude.
What up with that?
I thought my trig class would be the hardest. And then I had a political science would be my second hardest, and then my English class would be my third hardest. Dude, it's flipped. The English class is the hardest. The political science class is one of the easiest. Watch a movie today. It was legit.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, because we have the same class, just different times. That's the explanation for that.
Yeah. And then the trig class is pretty easy, probably because I actually try in that class, and the other one's not so much.
Yeah?
Except today, I took my quiz twice. And got a 21, Renee.
I don't like how you managed to do that. Cause see, with the online quiz, it's a bit different because you can there's 100 quiz and it quiz. Wait,
don't tell them how we do
what?
It.
Why not? No, we're
because
not.
Because this could be used.
There are
as...
no specifics here.
Okay. There's 100 questions, and they draw randomly from those 100 and give you 25, and then you have to take it.
We just do it over and over until we're satisfied with what we got.
Yeah.
I don't remember my score, but it was somewhere in the 80%.
You got a 20.
And I still have tomorrow, to keep trying.
Yeah,
if
you
I
should.
Want to. I probably will. I don't know. I would like to keep like a consistent, over 90% for all those quizzes. That'd be pretty cool.
I'm at 88%, so.
Total for everything of all time?
I think so. There's grades on Moodle, so.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at that section yet. I only went on there for the quizzes, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, me too. So, Ember, does she have anything else to say?
She said, let's see, when I was fixing the camera, people were complaining that I was off camera. And then I fixed it, and then you were off camera, and people were saying, oh, darn it, Boggan's back on camera. They don't
jerk
like you.
Faces.
They don't like you on camera.
Would you like me off camera?
Don't do that.
What?
Because that's just creepy.
Yeah.
Come on. Sorry. Don't. It's not acceptable. It's only going to be acceptable when we have a large of enough audience that nobody has
Dude,
any
we
idea
downloaded
who you're 110 talking to.
Times, okay?
We did. Let's see. After I had to do some canoodling with the feed, we figured out how to record stats for downloads and things.
Yeah, we rocked
that. And we're
that.
Up to like, 100 something downloads. And that was in maybe 3 or 4 days. So thank you everyone for downloading all those episodes so many times to tweak the ratings. That
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah, guys, good job.
I probably downloaded most of those episodes because of how vigorously I was testing the feed.
We can just say that you downloaded zero, you just checked it once or twice, and we'll be good with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just...
I was,
Say we're popular, man. Come on.
We are a little bit, but not too much. What I was trying...
110? Yeah, that's better than some of my friends who don't have podcasts.
What I wanted to... None of your friends have podcasts except me.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the joke. No, I was trying to figure this out the other day. If I subscribe to my own feed, is that egotistical?
No, dude. I would subscribe to myself if I could.
Okay, but that's egotistical because you're doing it.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
You acknowledge that, like, right off the bat. You don't even care.
No, I don't.
I gotta stop drinking that water. It just smells like Sharpie and it's awful.
That's because the cup smells like Sharpie because there's Sharpie on the cup.
It's gross. We need, maybe just don't use Sharpie. We could have just...
I'll grab some paper
we couldn't.
Next
you
time.
Could have just written it on a piece of paper with pencil and taped it to the mug. This could have potentially ruined the mug.
No, look.
You don't... Does it rub off?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
If you try hard.
Maybe just use a dry erase marker instead because I actually use the handle. I'm not going to be touching the letters on this.
I got this.
Oh, it's so gross. Okay, I'm done. I'm putting the mug.
It's so gross. Just look at the picture again. Okay, dude. I got this.
I'm putting the mug over there because I'm not going to risk taking another drink out of there and getting, you know, like face cancer.
Cancer of the face.
I'm not going to risk it. No. Jeez. Screw cancer. Seriously. With that whole Steve Jobs thing.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know, which you should, because if you don't know this,
dude,
you are under
yesterday.
You are currently under a rock. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I learned like within the hour that it happened. Steve Jobs died on when was that? Like Tuesday? I think it was
dude,
Tuesday.
Dude, that guy was a visionary.
I know. He'd say what you want about Apple. He made some pretty cool stuff. Get close to the mic.
Wait, I thought we were talking about the guy who invented the light bulb. Oh.
No.
Sorry.
No, people are calling him the modern day... my nose itches. The modern day Edison. Do you think that's accurate?
Tig.
See, he's rubbing out letters on the cup. You shouldn't.
Yes, now the letters are my fingers. It's over, people.
Your thumbs are completely blackened. That's great, man. I don't think... Don't drink that out of the... I was going to have some of the clean water.
Sorry, dude.
You're... Jay. Come on. But do you think it's accurate to call Steve Jobs the modern-day Edison?
Dude, you can call him Ben Franklin. I'd still believe it. He is.
In the Edison sense. We're not talking about Ben Franklin.
Dude, you can put Edison and Ben Franklin together, and you'd get Steve Jobs.
You think so? Well, that'd be pretty
neat. Legitimately, he's...
You know, I bet they'd be friends. Ben Franklin and Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, he found electricity and then made the light bulb out of electricity. That's Steve Jobs.
No, he invented the mouse. Seriously, he invented the computer mouse.
Okay, yeah, I got it. But look, I'm talking in metaphorical terms. Like, he put two and two together. He was like...
Oh, yeah, he was totally genius.
He
like
would
that.
Blow your mind.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
But now his mind is blown.
He died from pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
You're insensitive.
Isn't that like... You know what? I'm writing my term paper on violent video games and how it makes children insensitive.
It's obviously affected you, and assuming how people die, it's by guns. Hang on. Claire 555 is on the text box. She says, Hobbit.
You are one.
She don't like you, man.
I know.
You, okay. There's been a dispute for a while between Claire 555 on the text box and Bogdan, right over here. They don't like each other.
Oh, I'm totally cool with her. Why does she have to say Hobbit?
Because,
You know who's a Hobbit?
From the last episode, she thought you had hairy feet and then called you a Hobbit.
Oh.
Remember?
I can't believe you brought that up. Don't you diss Hobbits. Give me 1 second. Continue talking.
What are you doing? He's, what am I supposed to do?
Speak words.
I am, but...
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I forgot where I got it.
Anyway.
Don't you diss Hobbits. They make some of the greatest movies in time. Lord of the Rings right now.
Fine, whatever. Anyway. I want to make a quick reminder to all fans of the show. If you have not liked our Facebook page...
Do so.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. TGIF Radio was taken on Facebook, so I just added show to the end of it. So just search TGIF Radio Show.
Oh, you can just type in TGIF and you'd get with it.
TGIF Radio Show, and I wasn't listening to you.
That's cool.
Now I'm the one being insensitive. And go ahead and like that Facebook page, because my goal for that is I want at least 25 people to like the Facebook page.
I want 100. Do it.
Well, 25 is what I want, because once you get 25, Facebook will actually let you make your own custom URL for it. So instead of it being facebook.com/all these random numbers, it would facebook.com/TGIF Radio Show, hopefully.
Cool.
Unless that's actually taken, which that would make me mad, and I have no other ideas for what I would put there. Do you have any ideas?
TGIF Radio Show, the BRJ. We can go RBJ. That sounds better. RBJ.
In the order of who talks
you,
more,
me,
right?
Jared.
I talk more, and then you talk most second, and then Jared. Jared is obviously third because he hasn't been here for quite a few episodes.
Because he's the flower girl.
He wasn't here till like episode 3.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
I was listening back to a couple of these shows. We sounded awful,
dude, you know,
before like episode 12, huh?
I hate how I sound on, like, this.
I know. That...
If I listen to myself, I want to punch it, okay? That's basically
punch
how it
your
is,
monitor.
Okay? So I was just like, I haven't listened to one of our shows.
Really?
Not one.
Is it you just hate your voice or everyone's?
I just hate
voice?
My voice.
That seems to be a thing with everyone. When somebody records their voice and then they hear it later.
Yeah, but I get violent, man.
You can. With those big arm muscles of yours?
Yeah.
Come on, show them off. Yeah. Anyway.
I have fuzzy bald kittens in my arms.
Beat it, people! He just takes cardboard and jams it underneath his skin. That's how it's all... Bruh. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Text boxes. Who's writing what now?
Oh, I wasn't.
Oh.
Well, anyway, but I guess on that, Clarify55 says she should always be called the Kentucky Hottie. Well, if you want to be called that, make the account that. I'm not always going to remember. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll call you that.
Sounds what? That's how it was before.
Yeah, dude, I'm totally cool with it.
No, but back to people hating their own voices.
I am now going to be nice to her.
Are you now? But back to people hating their own voices.
Yeah.
It that seems to be with everyone.
That's true.
Like, seriously, because something the way it worked is it's a what you hear of your own voice is like a combination between the actual sound going through the airwaves and then like the vibration of your jaw and your throat, and that makes it sound like what you hear. But when you hear your voice recorded, it just sounds weird, and you have no idea where that's coming from.
Yeah,
so it makes you hate it. And then everyone else is like, dude, that's what you sound like all the time. It's fine. It's really messed up.
I'm thinking, like, you should hear how I sound when I hear myself sound, because that is, like, sexy.
I thought you just said you hated the sound of your own voice.
No, when I hear it, like, in my inner ear.
In your mind's eye, your voice. In my mind's eye, I sound who do I sound like? Either Johnny Depp or like a combination of Johnny Depp and Jason Statham.
Okay, in my mind's eye, I sound like Sean O'Connery.
Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a joke about Sean Connery.
Yeah.
What time did Sean Connery get to Wimbledon?
Huh?
Do you know what Wimbledon is?
No.
You need to know what it is to understand the joke.
Okay, hit me with the joke anyways.
Okay. What time did Sean Connery get to Wimbledon?
I don't know.
Tennis. Okay. It's awful. I think it's hilarious. Maybe I shouldn't tell jokes like that all the time.
No. Please do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have nothing else prepared in the way of jokes. So, yeah. Stop licking the bowl.
It's good.
I know, but you look ridiculous.
Would Charlie Sheen waste this crack? No.
I'm not gonna waste these donut crazy. Holes. Who cares about Charlie Sheen? I don't.
I don't either.
We should stop caring about him. Like right now, for instance.
Okay.
From henceforth, you shall stop caring about Charlie Sheen.
Cool.
Is that are you sure? You look like you're lying.
I'm positive.
Uh-huh. All right. The Kentucky Hottie's on the text box. She says, I must know when Bogdan stopped hating me. Well, elaborate.
See, about 30 seconds ago, a raptor came into the room and actually bit my head off. And it actually inserted itself into my body, and thus I am now a raptor. So I am now stopped hating you.
The raptor changed your mind, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Get closer to the mic. Close to the mic?
Yeah.
Music? Okay.
It was a raptor.
There was a raptor.
There was a raptor.
We have a knock on the studio door.
Not the rapture, the raptor.
The raptor. That never happened. Is Mom down here? Excuse me, you need to leave our studio. Goodbye. What was that?
Kids.
We had... Okay, Bogdan's brothers were interrupting the studio, which I'm telling you, we need a sign.
Yeah, we do.
Sign here, sign there, signs everywhere saying we are on air.
I can do that.
And I just rhymed. What up? I like rhyming. Come on.
Me too.
You like rhyming. Yeah. Yep. See? Everybody loves rhyming.
Yep.
You have nothing for
me. I know what to do. I'm trying. I got nothing for rhymes, man.
Oh, you know what's really fun? Limericks.
What the
limerick? It's where the words rhyme, but there's like a certain combination in which they rhyme. I don't know one off the top of my head.
Is it like 3573?
No, that's numbers.
Oh. No, like three words rhyme, then you switch to five words rhyme, then the seven word rhyme, then back to the three word rhyme, then the five, and then the five, and then the seven, and then three. I don't know what I'm talking about, dude.
I think you're like talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Let's see.
Has anybody written in the text box?
Yeah, but I'm finding you an example of a limerick. Here it
is. Okay, cool.
Let's see. There was once a woman of ice. She never knew how to be nice. She spent all her life on the edge of a knife, cutting herself off from advice. That's how a limerick goes. So, although that was a very sad limerick.
Basically,
I just needed an example.
She's an emo. We should move on.
We're not looking for what it's about. We're just looking for I just wanted
an
example.
No, about people cutting themselves with knives.
Well, I don't have
this is a family-friendly R-rated show thing.
It's okay.
Okay.
I don't have any news stories on that, but I do have some news stories. You want to hear them?
Yes.
Shall I do my announcer voice?
Let's do it.
Okay. Just a friendly reminder that the war in Afghanistan is 10 years old today. Happy birthday, war in Afghanistan.
We'll get you a cake.
God. Okay.
With 10 nice IEDs on it.
So this is the news from the past week. On Saturday, the New York Times is in a bit of a controversy. The New York Times published an article on the arrest of over 700 protesters in the Occupy Wall Street protest. When originally published, the article stated that the NYPD had let the protesters onto the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wait a second.
What?
If the protesters, there's 700 of them that got arrested, how many cops were there?
I don't know. Not nearly
as many.
Was there
police brutality involved? Because I would totally
maybe a bit, but It's just
people.
A lot of people getting arrested, and it's kind of important. So I just wanted to share that.
Cool.
Throw them in jail.
You don't know. The protest is a good thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't know that their heads.
This is why I'm here to do the news for you. Let's see. The article originally stated blah blah blah. However, 20 minutes later, the article was edited to depict the protesters overrunning the police and that there was a violent struggle. Heading this investigation was Tony Baloney. He's the guy we talked about last week. Remember?
Yeah.
Dude, hate that
Tony.
Guy.
Yeah, dude. He's a jerk.
Nobody should like Tony.
Yeah,
you have no friends, Tony. You're the scum of the earth. Just saying.
I wonder what his girlfriend, wife's name is.
He probably doesn't have one because he's all lonely and sad.
It's true.
Yeah. We don't like this guy, remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tony Baloney. He probably didn't get any dances to prom.
We already talked about that.
I know.
Let's see. These stories are both from yesterday. After the death of Steve Jobs, which I assume you all know about by now. Well, because I said... Anyway.
Yeah.
Shirley Phelps, the leader of the hate group, the Westboro Baptist Church, tweeted that they would picket at his funeral. You know about the Westboro Baptist Church, right?
No.
How do you not know about this stuff? You are sad. Kind of like Tony Baloney, although not nearly as sad.
Wait, they're going to picket Steve Jobs' funeral?
Okay, here's the deal.
They need the riot squad. I want those people beat.
Hang on, we got a phone call. Hello, you're on the internet. You have 2 minutes.
Hello, you're on the internet. You have 2 minutes.
Whoa. Could you turn our live stream off, please?
Hang on. Yeah.
All right, hello, you're on the internet, you have less than 2 minutes.
Is this mom?
Yeah, this is my mom.
The mom! Hi, mom.
Hi, boys.
Hello, what did you want to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, that was it? Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to our show.
Yeah.
And I just hid the... Oh, here it is. Hello, you're back. Sorry, I hid the window for a moment.
Oh, you're back.
And what do I do to get rid of the echo?
You turn the volume off on the live stream.
How's that?
Much better, thank you.
Nope, that didn't work.
You have to click the mute button.
That didn't work. Hang
on. You have to click the mute button.
Dude. 1 minute.
I can hear myself.
Okay, not the computer mute.
It might be the Raptor.
Not the computer mute. You muted your computer.
You
mute the live stream, not the entire computer.
Live stream, not the entire computer.
God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Dude, I think my head voice, my little head voice, is now like sounding like Renee. This is crazy.
Okay, Renee will help me out when he gets home.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to show you how to do it for the future.
Bye, Mommy.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Bye, boys.
What was I talking about? I don't remember. Anyway. Oh, okay, so here's the deal.
Steve Jobs and their picket. How they can...
Okay, here's the deal with Westboro Baptist Church. You really should have learned about this like a year ago.
Go ahead.
So, all right. Westboro Baptist Church is this completely radical... they claim that they're actually a church, but they're really more of a hate group. And
cool.
They think by picketing the funerals of soldiers that they will... let's see. Their signs say things "Thank God for dead soldiers." They think that
what kind of aid.
They think that the soldiers are dying because God is angry that America is tolerating homosexuality, which is a completely whacked out idea by itself. But this story gets worse.
You know what? God gives us the choice. That's why we have free will. If he didn't want us to be gay, he could definitely make us not be gay, but he gave us free will. So these people are just crazy, psycho lunatic past. And to say that on a soldier's funeral who died for his country and the people, them?
Right.
I want to see them in uniforms going over there.
It gets a bit crazier. Let's see. Shirley Phelps, leader of the hate group Westboro Baptist Church, tweeted that they would picket at his funeral, claiming that he, quote, gave God no glory and taught sin. But the absurdity doesn't stop there. She tweeted this using none other than the Twitter app on her iPhone, which is made by Apple, which was made by Steve Jobs.
So she's technically a sinner. Knew it.
No, she's just a hypocrite. When her hypocrisy was pointed out to her, she replied that the phone was created to help spread the word of God. This is stupid.
Okay,
I wrote this, and I think it's stupid.
Why don't they just beat them? Get some cops, and you know.
Well, because they have the right to free speech. No matter how against it you are, they have the right to it. You can get arrested for beating them up.
So can I? Is it a felony or a misdemeanor
to beat them up?
Yeah.
I think it would depend on how severely you beat them.
Cool. Okay, we go to funeral.
I don't know if they come anywhere near here though. I have no idea. Last story, direct from Florida. You know this is gonna be good.
Yeah.
Police found a jostling car in the middle of a rest area with the windows steamed up. Hey now. The occupants were a 43-year-old man and a 72-year-old woman. Feel free to comment at any time, Bogdan. Alcohol was involved. When the police asked the man what he was doing, he replied, "I'm effing this chick." I'm Renee Gildersleeve with TGIF Radio. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and to my mother for calling in. Next week, hopefully Jared will be here. And...
It's okay. It was on his bucket list. What kind of... I want to see the face on that cop when he's like, "Sir, can you roll down here?" Oh, my God! Roll it up! Roll it up!
Thank you very much for listening. If you wish, stay tuned for... Unrecorded Gold. We'll be here for I don't know, maybe up to another hour while I upload the show and get it on iTunes and things. Party on, everybody. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through. Keeping it real. Gotta dig up all my peoples who've been working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle. Keeping it real. To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble. Keeping it real. Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow. Keeping